The Captivity and Restoration of Mary Rowlandson by Mary Rowlandson. The sovereignty and goodness of God, together with the faithfulness of his promises displayed, being a narrative of the captivity and restoration of Mrs. Mary Rowlandson, commended by her to all that desires to know the Lord's doings to and dealings with her, especially to her dear children and relations. The second edition, corrected and amended, written by her own hand for her private use and now made public at the earnest desire of some friends and for the benefit of the afflicted. Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
Chapter 1. Captured by Indians.
On the 10th of February, 1675, came the Indians with great numbers upon Lancaster. Their first coming was about sun rising. Hearing the noise of some guns, we looked out. Several houses were burning, and the smoke ascending to heaven. There were 5 persons taken in one house. The father and the mother and a sucking child they knocked on the head. The other 2 they took and carried away alive. There were 2 others who, being out of their garrison upon some occasion, were set upon. One was knocked on the head, the other escaped. Another there was who, running along, was shot and wounded and fell down. He begged of them his life, promising them money, as they told me, but they would not hearken to him, but knocked him on the head and stripped him naked and split open his bowels. Another, seeing many of the Indians about his barn, ventured and went out, but was quickly shot down. There were 3 others belonging to the same garrison who were killed. The Indians, getting up upon the roof of the barn, had the advantage to shoot down upon them over their fortification. Thus these murderous wretches went on, burning and destroying before them. At length they came and beset our own house, and quickly it was the dolefulest day that ever mine eyes saw. The house stood upon the edge of a hill. Some of the Indians got behind the hill, others into the barn, and others behind anything that could shelter them, from all which places they shot against the house, so that the bullets seemed to fly like hail. And quickly they wounded 1 man among us, then another, and then a 3rd. About 2 hours, according to my observation in that amazing time, they had been about the house before they prevailed to fire it, which they did with flax and hemp, which they brought out of the barn, and there being no defense about the house, only 2 flankers at 2 opposite corners and 1 of them not finished. They fired it once, and 1 ventured out and quenched it, but they quickly fired it again,